This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block, and we begin with two stories about the challenges of rebuilding in Iraq. Today, the man in charge of auditing the $44 billion the U.S. has spent on Iraqi reconstruction projects issued his quarterly report to Congress. He is Stuart Bowen, the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, and he joins us here in our studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Melissa. Good to be with you again.
Let's start by talking about the Bechtel contract that you looked at. It's the biggest one, nearly $1.5 billion. What kinds of projects was Bechtel contracted to do, and what did you find about how they did?
A variety. Electricity projects, a landfill, a variety of water projects. The Baghdad landfill, in fact, had to be canceled. The rural water sustainment project didn't do as well. And we've reported before about the Basra Children's Hospital. It is now being managed by the Corps of Engineers and will be finished 18 months from now. It was supposed to be completed 18 months ago.
And you added it up. I think you conclude that half the job orders that Bechtel had didn't meet the stated objectives.
In the $800 million that we looked at, that's exactly right.
One case that Bechtel had a contract for was the Dura Power Station. They had $90 million to get that power plant up and running. What's happened to that?
It was supposed to be finished in April of 2004. Two units. One unit came online in April of 2006. The other unit has never worked. After it was transferred over to Iraqi control because of poor operations and maintenance practices, the unit burned out. The Corps of Engineers took it over earlier this year and expects to have both units online in August.
These asset transfers you're talking about, these are projects that the U.S. is transferring, once they're completed, transferring to the Iraqi government. I think you write that there are more than 2,000 of them, and the Iraqi government hasn't accepted a single completed project since last July.
The fact is that last July, the Iraqi Ministry of Finance, which had charge of overseeing the asset transfer program, and it had been worked out before then and was working, let it simply fall into disuse. And as a result, the transfer process has been very much a patchwork. Projects transferred at the local level, many projects simply transferred unilaterally.
Transferred unilaterally, I really don't understand how that works. If the U.S. government is transferring a completed project and the Iraqi government isn't accepting the transfer, if it's a unilateral transfer, who's in charge?
That's why we carried out these audits and these inspections, because to raise the importance of this issue to ensure that the question of who's in charge is properly and effectively answered.
You have a section of your report that talks about corruption, and you describe it as a second insurgency.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is, for the Iraqi democracy to prosper, the economy must rebound. And the core of that economy, 70% of the GDP, 95% of the national budget, is derived from the sale of oil and gas products. There's a serious corruption problem within the oil and gas sector, particularly with respect to smuggling. Until that matter is resolved, it will be difficult for that economy to begin to prosper.
Amid the problems that you've been describing for us here, where are you seeing signs of progress in Iraq?
The course of this year has shown increases in the outputs of both the electricity and the oil sectors. Oil has gone from 1.9 million barrels per day produced to 2.1 million barrels per day this quarter. And electricity's gone from 3,800 megawatts generated on the grid to 4,230 megawatts generated. Those trends are in the right direction, still below pre-war levels, but progress, no doubt.
How far below pre-war levels are they?
The pre-war level of electricity was 4,500 megawatts, so it's about a little under 300 megawatts below. So if the Al-Dura plant comes online, it will rise above pre-war. And in the oil sector, it was 2.5 million barrels a day. So gradually getting there, about 400,000 short right now.
Stuart Bowen is the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.